USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The foreign ministers of Australia, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada have expressed serious concern about the arrests of 55 democracy activists and supporters in Hong Kong last week. In a joint statement on Sunday, the four foreign ministers called on China to respect the freedoms of the people in the semi-autonomous territory. A breakdown in Pakistan's national power grid plunged the country of 212 million people into darkness on Saturday night. President Trump announced Friday he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. If he follows through, Trump will become the fourth president to boycott his successor's regularly scheduled inauguration. John Adams didn't attend Thomas Jefferson's inauguration in 1801. John Quincy Adams didn't attend Andrew Jackson's inauguration in 1829. Andrew Johnson didn't attend Ulysses S. Grant's inauguration in 1869. USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium My Pillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Will lawmakers attempt to impeach President Trump?
House Democrats say they'll bring an article of impeachment against President Trump to the floor of the House of Representatives as soon as Monday. The article being circulated accused the president of fomenting the unrest that led to Wednesday's breach of the Capitol building. More than 180 representatives, all of them Democrats, have signed on in support. Senator Pat Toomey doesn't see a reason to proceed with the impeachment process. The Pennsylvania Republican tells Fox News that while he thinks the president's behavior warrants the effort, an impeachment wouldn't be prudent.
I have to say, I do think the president's behavior this week does disqualify him from serving. But we've got 10 days left, 11 days left. He's not going to be serving after that time. We'll have a new president. I don't know whether logistically it's actually even really possible or practical, and I'm not sure it's desirable to attempt to force him out, a day or two or three prior to the day on which he's going to be finished anyway. So I'm not clear that's the best path forward.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump condemns the takeover of Capitol Hill Wednesday. Dan Naraki reports.
President Trump has condemned the Wednesday protest at Capitol Hill that turned into a riot with the Capitol building stormed by protesters. In a video shared on social media, the president promised that those who broke the law would face justice.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The mayor has issued a D.C. curfew through Inauguration Day. The National Football League is calling it Super Wild Card Weekend. On Saturday, the Rams beat the Seahawks 30-20. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers win in Washington 31-23. And the Buffalo Bills take down the Indianapolis Colts 27-24. Bills head coach Sean McDermott appreciates not only where the team is going, but where the franchise has been.
We understand the history. We respect it. But we're so appreciative of the way the fans have stuck by this football team, this organization over the years. And, you know, listen, this is certainly a great moment, and I want every fan out there to enjoy it. We got to go back to work here about 12 to 24 hours and get ready for the next challenge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.